Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parivraj Gacharya Sautra Satsa Simat Esi Bhakti Vranta Swami Prabhupada Jai Jai Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parivraj Gacharya Sautra Satsa Simat Bhakti Sananta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Jai Ananta Gauti Vaishnava Jai Ramacharya Shil Hardasta Kuru Ki Jai Premsko Ho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nichananda Shri Dvaira Gadara Arsavasari Gaur Vakturin Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shama Kundrana Kund Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Ganga Maya Ki Jai Yamuna Maya Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Tulsi Marayana Ki Jai Samaveda Bhakturin Ki Jai All glory to the Simul Devotees All glory to the Simul Devotees All glory to the Simul Devotees. Thank you very much. All glory to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glory to Prabhupada. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Shri Bodhlai Samadhe Chabiraka Swamirita Namani Namacharya Padaya Nita Kripunane Gokta Namana Kuntane Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Shri Bodhlai Samadhe Bhakti Viranda Swamirita Namani Namaste Sarasvata Deva Gaurana Vicharane Nirvishesha Shunyavari Pashtare Stane Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Chapter 13, Nature, the Enjoyer, and consciousness. And we will continue to read from texts 8 to 12. And I will just read the translation. Humility, pridelessness, non-violence, tolerance, simplicity, approaching a bona fide spiritual master. Well, we can read the Sanskrit at least once, because it's important we also know the Sanskrit. Amanidvan Adambidvan Ahing Sakshanti Aryavan Acharya Pasanam Socham Steryam Atma Vinigraha Indriyarteshu Vairagyam Anahankara Evacha Janma Mrityu Jiravyadi Dukha Doshu Darshanam Asakti Rana Visvanga Putra Dara Griyadishu Nityam Cha Samachittatvam Istanisto Papatishu Mahichananyena Yogena Bhakti Ravyabicharini, Vivikta Desha Sevidvam, Aratir Jana Sangsadi, Ajatma Gyana Nityatvam, Tatva Gyanarta Darshanam, E Tatgyanam Iti Proktam, Agyanam Yat Atonyata. Humility, pridelessness, non-violence, tolerance, simplicity. Yeah. As long as we're doing this chapter, I'm going to read from this. It's very important. And I haven't even started with the purport yet, you know. Humility, pride. Last time I was just reading. I was just reading the purport because I didn't really read it. Yeah, so I won't read it again. I will now just try to comment on it. So let's see how far we get. I'm just 8 to 12, text 8 to 12. Yeah. Humility, pridelessness, non-violence, tolerance. Yeah, last week, last time, I just read the purport. And I gave a few comments. Like in general on the purport, but I didn't really systematically go through it yet. I didn't even start with humility yet. Yeah, so, okay, so three times is a charm. I'll read it for the third time now. Humility, pridelessness, non-violence, tolerance, simplicity, approaching a bona fide spiritual master, cleanliness, steadiness, self-control, renunciation of the objects of sense gratification, absence of false ego, the perception of the evil of birth, death, old age and disease, detachment, freedom from entanglement with children, wife, home and the rest, even-mindedness amid pleasant and unpleasant events, constant and unalloyed devotion to me, aspiring to live in a solitary place, detachment from the general mass of people, accepting the importance of self-realization and philosophical search for the absolute truth. All these I declare to be knowledge, and besides this, whatever there may be is ignorance. Om Agyana Timram Dasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshur Nitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistang Stapitang Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaparantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupang Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitangscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Rishabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Sriman Rasa Rasa Ramvi Vangsivata Tastitaha Karshan Venu Sunar Gopir Gopinath Sriyesunaha Srila Gopinath, who originated the transcendental mellow of the Rasa dance, stands on the shore in Vangsivat and attracts the attention of the coward damsels with the sound of a celebrated flute. May they all confer upon us their benediction. Hari Om Tat Sat. Okay, so we'll start with humility. We'll start with the purport. Purport. This process of knowledge is sometimes misunderstood by less intelligent men as being the interaction of the field of activity. But actually, this is the real process of knowledge. If one accepts this process, then the possibility of approaching the absolute truth exists. This is not the interaction of the 24 elements as described before. This is actually the means to get out of the entanglement of those elements. That is where, that's what I discussed last time, is the 24 elements. Do you know the 24 elements? Okay. So, yeah, I can show you a way. No, just checking. Well, I have a trick how to remember them. Well, you have earth, water, air, fire, ether. So everybody knows that. And then you have mind, intelligence, and ego. So that is eight. So it comes down. It starts actually with ether. If you read the Bhagavatam, well, it starts with ego, then intelligence, then mind, and then ether. So ether is connected to sound and the ear. You see? So sound is an object, you know, the five sense object, and ear is a knowledge acquiring sense. And then you have the ear also, I forgot to mention it last week, but you have acupuncture, and maybe it's also in Ayurveda, I don't know, but the ear, it represents the whole body. It's quite magical. And anyway, I want to just focus on the ear because it's related to sound. Also, it's very difficult they have a heart transplant and ears, that is very difficult, you know. Now, of course, they have hearing aid, but it's a very intricate part of the body. Like of course, the eyes and the tongue and the nose as well. They're all very intricate part of the body. Anyway, so the ear is sound, and then you have air, so related to skin, and touch or sex, mainly related to sex. And then you have fire. Fire is related to sight and eyes, or eyes and sight. And then the fire kind of heats up the earth. You get water. So water is related to the tongue and taste. And then, of course, you have earth, which has all the five elements in there, and it has aroma or smell. So smell also is in one sense even more difficult. You know, it's very, very difficult to smell. Anyway, so that is fifth. Yeah, course. Wood is in there, that has fire, and there is always water, and of course there must be air. Without air, there's nothing, and ether is all around. Sometimes the example is also given of the Madhurya Ras. You know, Madhurya Ras is all the five rasas, and sometimes that example is given like earth as all the elements. Sometimes they compare like that. Anyway, the point is that is 15 plus the other three is 18, and then you have the five. You're following me? And then you have the five. Yeah, five knowledge acquiring senses, which is voice, vibration. Like you said, hands or legs, I mean hands or arms, arms and hands, legs, genitals and anus. That's five, so the 23, and then the 24 is generally mātattva. Sometimes it's the soul, and the super soul is like 26. Generally mātattva is considered 24 elements. Yeah, it's the same, aggregate, mātattva. Yeah, it's more or less, I mean it's words. It's words, it's you know, we're trying to put the universe in words. Well, it's a matter of understanding it, and it's very difficult to understand this whole mātattva. Even these 25, I mean, you could say you can hear with your skin, because you can feel vibration. You can't really hear with it, but everything is connected, you know? Everything is connected. Like your eyes also, they need air. It's all connected, you know? So, but we just make a distinction to understand it. Anyway, that is just, I just wanted to share that because it's not so well known, and it's not really in scripture, but it makes a lot of sense to me. And for me, it's like, you know, I haven't read it anywhere, but it's completely logic. I think they once asked Prabhupada the question, like it was a small question. They asked Prabhupada, "Can you do like that?" And Prabhupada said, "Yes." Somebody suggested something like that, not the whole thing like I'm presenting it, but something like that. And Prabhupada said, "Yes, you can present it like that." So he did comment a little bit on it. Anyway, these are 24 elements, and this is not the interaction of the 24 elements. This is actually the means to get out of the entanglement of those elements. The embodied soul is entrapped by the body, which is a casing made of the 24 elements, and the process of knowledge, as described, is the means to get out of it. Of all the descriptions of the process of knowledge, the most important point is described in the first line of the 11th verse. Yeah, so Prabhupada here, I already discussed this. He's giving a summary of the process of knowledge, and he's giving the essential points, which is Mai Chananya Yogana Bhaktir Avyabhicharani. The process of knowledge terminates in unalloyed devotional service. And Prabhupada, he says that the other 19 items are of no value without devotional service, and if one takes to devotional service, the other 19 items automatically develop. Yash Yasti, that we should know that verse. That is from, do you know who that is saying? Is that Rishabdev? Yash Yasti Bhaktir Bhagavatir Akinchana Savergunas Tatra Samasate Suraha. Suraha, Samasate Suraha. All the qualities of the suras, of the demigods, gunai, gunai tatra samasate sura, all the gunais, sarva gunair, will be in the bhaktir bhagavati, in the person who is practicing devotional service to Bhagavan. Where do you see Asti? Oh, Asti. Oh, okay. All right. And Prabhupada says, the principle of accepting the spiritual master is essential. Even for one who takes to devotional service, it is most important. Yes, sometimes people say that you don't need a spiritual master, you can just do devotional service. So Prabhupada doesn't deny that, but he said it is most important. So if it is most important, why would you not do it, you know? Transcendental life begins when one accepts a bona fide spiritual master. So here Prabhupada more or less, you know, says that it's impossible without a spiritual master, because he says transcendental life begins when one accepts a bona fide spiritual master. Oh, I wouldn't say like that. I would say that what Krishna says, tattvidi pranipatena pariprasena sevyo parikshantitekeno jnanas tattva darshinaha. He has seen the truth. Yeah, that's the essence. It's all about knowledge. That's what we're discussing today. It's all about knowledge. Well, I mean, it's not one or the other. It's both there. But the thing is that Prabhupada always stressed knowledge. He didn't never say the guru needs to have bhakti. He never really said that. You know? Maybe he said that, but in general, Prabhupada would say the guru needs to be heavy with knowledge. He needs to know the science of Krishna. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. One who knows. Can I just stop you? Because no, I understand, but I think it's better if you do the questions and comments after the class. Is that all right? Okay. Anyway, I just want to make this point that Prabhupada is all the time stressing knowledge. The guru needs to have knowledge. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Tattva. You need to have tattva. That is the main qualification of a guru. Anybody who has knowledge about Krishna, he can become a guru. It can be a woman, can even be a child, like Prahlad Maharaj, can be anybody. But he needs to have knowledge who is Krishna. Well, that is what we're discussing. Knowledge starts with humility. You see? Without humility, there cannot be any surrender. And without surrender, There cannot even be a beginning. Because Prabhupada says, transcendental life begins when one accepts a bona fide spiritual master. So, that accepting, that takes humility. So, without humility, there is no progress. Humility means that one should not be anxious to have the satisfaction of being honored by others. It's a little bit cryptical. It means that we are washing the pots, and humility means that one should not be anxious, one should not be in anxiety, to have the satisfaction of being honored by others. So we are afraid that I'm washing the pots and nobody will see that I'm washing the pots. We're afraid that we don't have the satisfaction that people say, oh, he washed so nice the pots. We have that anxiety that the people are not seeing it, they're not appreciating me. So that is humility, that we're not anxious, that we're not in anxiety, that people will not appreciate my service. So that is humility. And we should have faith in the Lord. We should have faith that Krishna is in our heart, and you were giving a very nice class, Upadrista. He is the seer, overseer. He sees everything. You know? You don't know this verse? This is very important. That was text 23. Yeah. Upadrista anumanta cha. That we should know. So upadrista means overseer and anumanta means permitter. So we should know that Krishna is the upadrista. He sees everything. So whatever we do, Krishna, or as you like, Gopinath, he's in the heart. So we can rest assured that he will be satisfied by our service. And that should be enough. We should not be anxious to have the satisfaction of being honored by others. The material conception of life makes us very eager to receive honor from others. But from the point of view of a man in perfect knowledge, who knows that he is not this body, There you go. You ask, what is knowledge? Here Prabhupada gives the definition. Who knows that he is not this body? You see, this is a science. Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is a school. It's a school where we give knowledge. We are trying to train up brahmanas. And the first thing we need to know, or the first thing that a guru must know, is that he knows that he's not this body. Anything, honor or dishonor, pertaining to this body is useless. So that is the thing, that a devotee, he is not bothered by honor and dishonor connected to the body. He is not interested in that. One should not be hankering after this material deception. People are very anxious to be famous for their religion, and consequently sometimes it is found that without understanding the principles of religion, one enters into some group which is not actually following religious principles, and then wants to advertise himself as a religious mentor. As for actual advancement in spiritual science, one should have a test to see how far he is progressing. He can judge by these items. So again, Prabhupada gives the answer. Your question was, how do you know? How do you know if somebody has knowledge? It's given here in this verse. These items he must possess. And the first thing is humility. And Prabhupada explains, you know, what humility is and how we can obtain it. One way to obtain it is that we realize that we're not this body and, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, that we are eternal servant of Krishna. That is real humility. If we understand that I'm a servant of Krishna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he teaches us the most exalted process, which is Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayor Das Anu Das Anu Das, that not only am I the servant of Krishna, no, I'm actually the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis of Krishna. You know, the one who is a gopi of Krishna, I'm the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, you know, serving that cowherd girl, Radharani. So that is the highest realization that one can have. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains the way the gopis worship Krishna, that is the highest level of love of Godhead. So that is the test. The test is right here. Non-violence is generally meant, taken to mean not killing or destroying the body. But actually non-violence means not to put others into distress. So this is another sign. An acharya or a guru, he is always preaching. People in general are trapped by ignorance in the material concept of life, and they perpetually suffer material pains. So unless one elevates people to spiritual knowledge, again, spiritual knowledge. People need to be elevated. Spiritual knowledge. He's not talking about bhakti. You know, bhakti means serving, devotional service. And what is that service? It says here, one should elevate people to spiritual knowledge. That is bhakti. That is devotional service. One should try his best to distribute real knowledge. Again, we should distribute knowledge, real knowledge to the people, so that they may become enlightened. That is enlightenment. People think enlightenment is you see some light. You know, you close your eyes and you see the light. No, it is knowledge. That is enlightening. Prabhupada tells you, you are not a body, and it becomes clear that you have a mind, and intelligence, and ego, and that the soul is something different from that. That is enlightening. And then, and that's the whole part of, whole purpose of this chapter, if we understand these things, like the 24 elements, the super soul, and the relation that the soul has with Krishna, or the super soul, then we can come out of this material entanglement. And if we share that with others, that is non-violence, Prabhupada says. Tolerance means that one should be practiced to bear insult and dishonor from others. If one is engaged in the advancement of spiritual knowledge, there will be so many insults and much dishonor from others. Yeah, so we can see this in the lives of Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur that went out preaching. Of course, the greatest example is Jagai Madai. And that is expected for a preacher, especially in Kali Yuga, that people will become aggressive. This is expected because material nature is so constituted. even a boy like Prahlad, who only 5 years old was engaged in cultivation of spiritual knowledge. Again, Prabhupada says here, he doesn't say devotional service, he doesn't say bhakti, he says he was engaged in the cultivation of spiritual knowledge. He was in danger when his father became antagonistic to his devotion. The father tried to kill him in so many ways, but Prahlad tolerated him. So there may be many impediments to making advancement in spiritual knowledge, but we should be tolerant and continue our progress with determination. Yes, go ahead. Well, I'm trying to explain that it's connected, you see? You seem to be making a distinction, but Prabhupada says here, this process of knowledge is the actual path. Devotional service and, as it says here, the process of knowledge is synonymous. It's the same thing. Right. Right. Well, I mean, even Socrates, it's not the best example because he's exactly what you're talking about. He's a jnani. Because that is what I'm trying to explain, which is our line of parampara, is that, you know, the highest form of bhakti is if we serve the gopis, or the servant of the servant. Like our line of acharyas, they're manjaris. That is the information we get. It's not essential, but it's just to make us understand what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking. It's not something vague. You see, and Prabhupada is very clear what he wants us to do. He wants us to become knowledgeable ourselves, become happy, and then distribute that knowledge. So that is the definition of devotional service. It cannot just be, you know, because the thing is, in India many times, and also in so many other branches, they talk about bhakti, and it's like synonymous to love and some feeling. And this is all important. It's not that it's not important, but it's kind of secondary. You see, Prabhupada explains, if you just please the spiritual master, he's a person. If you please him, he will take care of you. It doesn't matter what you feel or on what level you are. If you please him, he will come and he will take you. And he will say, Krishna, this man can come in. He's my friend. Like you go to a party, right? And somebody is, let's say, 17. So normally he would not be allowed to come into the party. You see? But if there is a very important guest of the party, and he says, no, this person is with me, it's all right. They can make an exception, and they will allow the person. So that is the essence. The essence, this is what Prabhupada says, the secret of spiritual life is to please the spiritual master. Like, there's so many books, the secret of this, the secret of success, the secret how to become rich. This is the main. This is what Prabhupada says. This is why I became successful, because nobody followed the instructions of my Guru Maharaj, and I took the instructions and I followed them, and that is why I became successful. And all my other god brothers, they did not become successful. At least not to the extent that Prabhupada was, because he put it on the map. He opened 108 temples. He, you know, the whole world knew about Krishna after Prabhupada left. You know, so, and that was just because he distributed books. Yeah. Anyhow, I just want to be careful, you know, because it can get sentimental, and it's not that it's not there, because we need to develop love. Without love, then what do we got? We're just reading Bhagavad Gita, and we have no love for Krishna. No, that is, of course, there should be love, but real love. Even if you don't, because sometimes devotees complain, I have no feeling, I have no taste. It doesn't matter. You do your duty. You chant your 16 rounds. You want to chant like super duper maha attentive round? Chant them after 16 rounds. You chant your 16 inattentive, whatever rounds that you want to call them. And then you can chant one super duper love bhakti round, whatever you want to call it. But the point is, Prabhupada asks us, our gurus are asking us, please chant 16 rounds. They're not saying chant attentive rounds. That is implied. It's a process. It's in the nectar of devotion. There's 10 offenses if you want to have the success. But they're not saying you need to chant 16 offenseless rounds. They're asking you chant 16 rounds and then it will come. It will come. But they do ask is no illicit sex, no eating of meat, fish and eggs, no gambling and no intoxication, no tea, no coffee, no cigarettes. That they ask. And 16 rounds. They don't ask you to fast on Ekadasi. Sometimes, some gurus, but generally they don't ask you. They don't ask you to chant 25 rounds on Ekadasi. Some gurus do, but in general. So, you understand my point? It's a process, you know. And if you follow that, you will get the mercy. Well, the 10th one, right? To maintain material attachments. Attentive, yeah. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Of course. No, of course. I fully agree. I'm just saying that sometimes people are saying that in ISKCON it's all about work and there's no bhakti and they're not chanting attentive rounds and I chant 4 really good rounds. Tathagata Mahaprabhu wouldn't even accept money or prasadam if somebody chanted less than 1 lakh, 64 rounds. Prabhupada brought it down. He said, you have to chant 64 rounds. And he just saw the devotees. What? And he couldn't do it. He brought it down to 32. And then he said, okay, 16, but no less. And he told the devotees, you serve Krishna, like you have one devotee here, Vinod Manjari, and she's always chanting. When she's driving the car, she's chanting. When she's preparing the puja plan, she's chanting. So that Prabhupada instructed us like that. That 16 rounds on the beats and 100 rounds off the beats. So we can always chant. Even in our mind, we can chant. That is how Prabhupada... But you have to serve also. He says the whole movement, it's made for service. It's very powerful. There is one quote that I found that I think is in the 12th chapter. And I can look it up if you want. And Prabhupada says there that... Okay, but let me just get this point. Prabhupada says there, if you just support this movement and you cannot even follow the principles, you will get the same result. And I was thinking about it, and I was thinking, yes, it is factually like that, practically it's like that. Like you have some congregational member, and he's very rich, and he gives so much money, and he comes to one or two programs, he comes to Jamashtami, and he's a friend of the devotees, and he's a friend of the devotees, and the Rajanam. There's a big chance that when he will leave his body, and he's in the hospital, the devotees will go to him, and they will chant Hare Krishna, which is the perfection of life. Yam yam swapi smaram bhavam chati antek levaram. Whatever you think of at the end of life, that's where you will go. So, you know, if the devotees come and chant, that's the perfection of your life. So even though he hasn't chanted and he hasn't been following all the principles, still he get practically the same result just by supporting this movement. So that's why this movement is so powerful. It's one big yajna, this movement. And it's all about service. And Everybody, Prabhupada says, he built a house, this astrologer said it. He built a house where the whole world could live in. And Prabhupada says, yes, actually it is so. And it's because of service. Anybody, like, I give one last example. Like, this crazy man came in New York and he brought these toilet papers. And the devotees wanted to stop him because they saw he was crazy and he was alcoholic and he was smelly, he had a big beard. But Prabhupada could see, oh, there is some bhakti there. He wasn't coming to disturb because Brahmananda thought, oh, he's going to disturb the class. He just came in, he put some toilet paper there and he left. That was all he did. He did devotional service. He didn't understand anything. He just saw the Swami, as he was called then, and he thought, I want to do some service. And that's how powerful it is. That even a drunkard from New York City can serve Lord Krishna, serve Srila Prabhupada. Yeah, I mean, I more or less explained it already a little bit. I mean, the main qualification is that he needs to have knowledge about Krishna. And then we discussed it the other day also, it is also achar, achar and prachar. So he also needs to act, or as they say in America, walk the talk. So that we can check with this verse. You can see, is he humble, is he tolerant, is he non-violent, like that. You can check it. And and you can see that generally the gurus in ISKCON they have all these qualities, at least to some extent. You know, and ultimately the way I see it is a teacher. He's teaching you. So you need a teacher, they know more than you. You know, they know more than you. And it's like I said, Tattva Darshi now, they've seen the truth, they've associated with Srila Prabhupada. Like Govinda Das was saying, that this brings it back to what you were saying in the beginning. Although it's not that some Prabhupada stressed it, it's not essential, but she was saying that when Prabhupada was talking about the coward boys, that he was actually there, and that you could feel it. You know? You could feel that he was there. So, in that sense, it is important, you know? And also with Yamuna Devi, it was, you know, we were having some Sangha in Vanipedia, and Vishnumurti was talking about that she didn't get so much access of Srila Prabhupada, and she was surfing Srila Prabhupada through his Vani, you know. So, yes, that is important. That's what Prabhupada says. It's the essence to follow the instruction of the spiritual master. At the same time, she was all the time talking about her time with Prabhupada and how Prabhupada taught her by his example. And so both need to be there. And that's why it's important, parampara. That's why... Even if you are more advanced, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, still you need to take a spiritual master, just to give the example. So it's not optional. That is what Prabhupada says also. This is Bhagavatam verse. I forgot the Sanskrit, but it says you must take a spiritual master. It's not optional. Anyway, we have to stop here. It's a big topic. We can just meditate on it and think about it. But My point is that you look at this verse and it's just a test. That is what Prabhupada said in the purport, it's a test. And the best thing is to just try to develop all those qualities. And that we can do by just chanting Hare Krishna. It's that simple. Jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manabhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam, Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam, Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Savadutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Kuruna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavan